if I touch a vine, it'll make me freak out.
Is that different from poison oak?
Yes. Poison ivy is in a vine. It runs up like a vine, and then poison oak just grows up in clusters like.
And let's see. What about some of the different kinds of berries that you eat around here? What's some of the kinds of different berries that people?
Well, dewberries in the first of the spring, and then just regular blackberries. The dewberries come first, then they, by the time they're gone, then they what they call a regular blackberry comes in.
What do the dewberries look like? What color are they?
Well, they're black, just like the blackberry, except they grow larger than the regular blackberry.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the kinds of berries that you might buy at the store and use?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if any berries chewed by cherries sometimes at the store.
What about you use things like strawberries?
Oh yeah, you can buy strawberries.
And yeah, what about is the kind that sometimes they're red, some of them are black, and have a real rough kind of surface? You know what I'm trying to get at?
I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about the blueberry?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're kind of blue when they first began to get right. Of course, if they stay on there, they get a little darker. But they're mostly a blue one. And then they've got another called a huckleberry bush. It's more like the old huckleberry that are in the woods, but still, we bought it. But we bought the first one. It's a regular blueberry. This other one is kind of huckleberry-like.
And do you have raspberries?
No, we don't have them.
Let's see. You have this kind of, there's another kind of tree I want to ask you about. It has, it's a large, big flowering tree. It has a big white flowers and its pods that kind of look kind of like about the size and the shape of a cucumber. Big, shiny leaves. Sometimes people use them to decorate churches for weddings and things like that.
Magnolia.
They grow much around here?
Well, yes, quite a few, but a lot of them done like me. They cut them down. They made a mess in the yard about the year round. And the pods would shed, or the leaves would shed, and just kept something. So we done away with ours. And the neighbor across the street there cut theirs down too. It was so messy.
Yeah, I know people in Montgomery have a magnolia tree. I don't know why, but everybody seems to use those leaves to decorate for weddings.
Yes, I've seen them used.
And let's see. If the berries aren't good to eat, if they'll make you sick, you say don't eat those berries because they're what? You know, if they'll make you sick, they're
poison, I guess.
And the next thing I want to add, next group of questions I want to ask you about are names that you have for just members of the family and so forth, you know, family relationships. For example, the man say if I were a woman, the man I would be married to would be what? I call him what?
The groom.
Or the man that I would be married to, you know, would be what? After we were married, he would be what?
Husband.
Mm-hmm. And is there any other term that people ever use for husband? What about humorous ways of talking? You know, say you're being humorous. Is there anything you might use beside husband?
Not that I know of.
And of course, the woman that he's married to is his what?
The bride.
Mm-hmm. And after they're married, she becomes his what?
His wife.
Are there any kind of humorous ways that people usually refer to the wife? Any kind of humorous kinds of ways?
Well, they call them spouse.
Spouse.